Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, I'm joined by Mr. Mark Nix, who is Head of Product Marketing and Strategic Solutions at Next World. A little background on Next World: they offer a modern ERP, an enterprise no-code platform that delivers the agility, speed, and intelligence required to modernize business processes and gain value from their application investment from the edge to the core of operations. With Next World, businesses can focus on innovative opportunities and stay ahead of what's next. And looking forward to hearing further details. And Mr. Nix, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, great to be with you today.
Yeah, we're looking forward to hearing from you today and learning a few things as well. So today's topic is Edge to Enterprise, a new approach to going digital. Since we say new approach, I'd like to start with some background. What would you say is the current or established approach to digital transformation today? Let's start there.
Certainly, Eric. What we're seeing today is that many companies with active initiatives to become digital businesses believe that there's only one approach to start by replacing core systems. So, for example, this could mean your general ledger or even your entire financials application suite. And that approach is just fine as long as the general ledger truly is your biggest obstacle or barrier to innovation. But often it isn't, and companies still, feel based on historical approaches that that's the way they go. Now, the challenge is created by this approach. That is, it can create significant downtime and disruption before you get to the important parts of addressing the portions of your technology stack that have the greatest dysfunction and therefore could yield the greatest value.
Now, so what you're saying is that it's counterintuitive that these companies have to start by replacing their big core systems when that's not really their most urgent need. Get into that further.
Eric, exactly. So let's consider something that unfortunately we sometimes all have to deal with. It would be like if you had squeaky brakes on your car and you took it to a mechanic who told you you needed to replace the engine before they could fix the brakes. No mechanic in their right mind would tell you that's the best way to fix your car problems. And yet sometimes we treat our technology stacks in that same way.
And a great example shared to help us understand better the situation. And now, so this new approach that you call Edge to Enterprise must be an alternative, I'm assuming.
It absolutely is. And that's right. The Edge to Enterprise approach allows you to choose where to start based on what's the most pressing need for your business and the opportunity for innovation, because that's what we're all driving for. If it is, in fact, the general ledger, then that's great. You start at the core of the enterprise. But if you're lacking visibility into your inventory once it leaves your distribution center and it's negatively impacting customer satisfaction, then the general ledger simply isn't the place to start. You want to start further out on the edge.
Now, it sounds like you're offering a greater level of flexibility to how companies might want to tackle their digital transformation project. That's what it sounds like.
We are. And there's a much bigger vision behind this. We've mentioned the words edge and core today. Well, in the world of business software, there's also a concept kind of tied to the 80-20 rule. And there's several parts to it. First is where people consider that typically 80% of their business requirements are core and generic. And it's those things that are the remaining 20% that are really made of unique differentiators. Those things that could help them compete better in the marketplace. Now, the challenge is that today, many companies often end up settling for that 80% fit of their common requirements from one vendor, and then they're forced to assemble a slew of niche or point solutions, and of course with some spreadsheets thrown in to really satisfy that 20%. But again, here's the rub. 80% of that value comes from those unique 20% requirements out on the edge that are unique. And these solutions frequently are happening outside of the enterprise system, which causes all kinds of problems. You end up with a fragmented architecture, which results in the business becoming even slower to adapting as change continues. And we all know change is consistent. Then the negative impact of this simply spirals. The result can be things like a true lack of enterprise-grade security, and of course, increasing complexity every time you want to upgrade, and the list goes on. There's an interesting kind of visualization that I think fits well for this is, if you've ever seen the long tail distribution graphs that they use in economics, you can apply this same picture here, where this 80% of requirements, visualize that on the far left-hand side. And it's at the highest point because there's the highest volume of solutions that address those common things. But as you look to the right, where those things that differentiate you, there are less and less vendors that can help address those things. And finally, out to that far right 20%, where you may have some unique industry requirements, you might not find a solution, and or even further, your unique business requirements. So those are all things that you need to consider, and they're typically considered to be out at the tip of the tail on the far right. We really believe there's a big shift happening today in order for businesses to truly achieve agility. Companies need to adopt and evolve with a single unified platform approach for all or most of their systems on this tail, so to speak. This strategy and approach can become an organization's true, North Star, guiding them forward towards a single unified platform.
Really some great information shared so far, and thanks for your visit today. We're speaking with Mr. Mark Nix, who is the head of product marketing and strategic solutions at Next World here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, a single platform sitting underneath your specialty type solutions and your core applications like an ERP, this sounds powerful but daunting to accomplish. Get into some information that would be helpful there.
Well, we like to tell our customers to begin with the end in mind. If you can find a path forward that supports the ability to innovate every step of the way, that can become a true competitive differentiator for you and your business.
Can you tell us more about that? How does having a single platform lend itself to greater business agility? Talk to us about that.
Well, it certainly does. So when I was growing up, I love to build things with Legos and Lincoln Logs. But here was the challenge. It didn't work well when I tried to mix the two. It didn't simply work out as planned. So the same analogy can be driven and said at times when you don't have a clear platform path. With the right platform, you can start your digital transformation on the edge and do things like rapidly prototype new processes, experiment with a new business delivery model, spin up a new product line that, again, doesn't follow that typical norm that exists in a 80% generic core solution. All of this can happen rapidly if you've got the right building blocks to start with.
Now, going back to what you had mentioned earlier, how does Next World specifically help its customers achieve this North Star of a single unified platform?
The trick is having an exceptional no-code platform at the foundation. Next World started by building the platform first, and we've used that same platform to build all of our ERP applications. And we haven't gone it alone. We're really fortunate to have a strong, robust global partner ecosystem who believes in this vision, and they're leveraging that same platform to deliver value to our collective customers. Many of them have built industry-specific solutions that can connect to multiple back-end systems, making them ERP agnostic. That's another example of solutions out on the edge that support innovation. So one great example of this is our partner in the commercial real estate industry. They know the space extremely well, and they've dedicated their business to delivering a robust commercial real estate management solution on NextWorld's platform. We also make this platform available to our customers so that they can customize applications or build their own innovative solutions that, you know, they can connect to their existing ERP. That's right. Even if it's not ours, you know, to get them started, they can build that 20% of unique requirements and really addressing innovation that we'd alluded to earlier. But the beauty of this is that over time, all of those different solutions are based on the same common no-code platform. And even better, as they move to our ERP applications, they have a complete environment where there's no distinction between what they've built, a partner offering, if it happens to be appropriate, and what we've delivered.
It's very interesting to hear about all three of those groups, you with ERP applications, your partners with industry-specific solutions, and your customers with customer-specific apps using this platform. I picture them all spanning the long tail image you painted earlier. One thing I wanted to make sure we cover today is, who are your customers right now and what industries does NextWorld serve? That would be some good information.
Sure, be glad to. So today, we primarily focus on the distribution, manufacturing, and asset-intensive markets. You know, more specifically, these are companies that environments are make-to-order or discrete from a manufacturing point of view, wholesale distributors or specialty contractors, and finally, inventory-concentric service-type companies. We're passionate about bringing these industries next-generation, edge to enterprise solutions. And of course, the last thing that I wanted to call out is that it's really key that we've built all of this on a truly modern architecture.
Now, you just mentioned the word modern, and I'd like to end by giving you the opportunity to explain to our listeners what modern really means. What would people be looking for when they're looking for a modern architecture? Looking forward to hearing your response there.
Well, That's a great question. And I think one thing is really key is that it's a lot more than just checking a box saying, you know, this solution is cloud-based. That's a commodity these days. It should natively support integrations. It should be in the DNA of the platform and approach. Because when you start building out on the edge, integration is absolutely key. You know, it should support the ability to allow customizations. And sometimes that's counterintuitive, but the ability to support customizations, be fully extensible, and leveraging a no-code platform is key from where we sit. And that means that sustainable upgrades are crucial. You don't want to be losing those customizations that are providing you innovation and competitive differentiation. And finally, it needs to be future-proof. This means that not only will it withstand change from a technology standpoint, but it needs to be a backbone of promoting the ability to adapt and supporting, you know, new technologies as they become available over time. All of these things are key in truly being considered a modern architecture.
Mr. Nix, we want to thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. A lot of insight and information shared on behalf of NextWorld, and we really do appreciate what you do in this space. Where can listeners get all the information on NextWorld, and also how could they best be in contact as well?
Well, Eric, thanks for asking. So we always love sharing that. So we can be found on the web at www.nextworld.net. You'll find a click for more information button at the top of the homepage.
Easy enough, and we'll also include that link within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Nix, all the best, and thanks so much once again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time.
And I certainly appreciated yours as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Mark Nix, who is the head of product marketing and strategic solutions at NextWorld. a modern ERP and enterprise no-code platform that delivers the agility, speed, and intelligence required to modernize business processes and gain value from their application investment. From the edge to the core of operations, and for all the details, visit nextworld.net. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.